Happy Easter! This story is called Jesus Calling, The Story of Easter by Sarah Young.
That was his plan from before the beginning of time, to show us his grace through Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 1:9.
In the beginning, before anything was created, there was God, and God had a beautiful plan. He hung stars in the sky and set the earth in its place. Flowers bloomed, fish splashed, and birds soared. Animals of every kind crawled and ran and hopped. And he made people too. God gave his creation everything it needed, and when his people needed someone to save him, he would send Jesus, his very own son. That was the beginning of Easter.
You created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalm 139:13-14.
God created the earth and everything in it. His last creation, people, was his very best. First, he took dust from the ground, shaped a man, and breathed life into him. God called him Adam. Then God made Eve, Adam's wife. They lived in a beautiful garden with God until they broke God's only rule. That was the beginning of sin. One day, every person would die. Their bodies would become dust again. But their souls would live on forever. And that's why Jesus would come, to save us from our sins so that we could live forever with him.
Be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God, through Christ, has forgiven you. Ephesians 4:32.
All through the years, God watched over his people, even when times were hard. Joseph knew all about tough times. His brothers hated him and sold him as a slave to Egypt. But God was with Joseph and helped him. Years later, when Joseph was rich and powerful, his brothers came to him for help. Joseph had the power to punish them for what they had done to him. But he chose to forgive them and said, "Just as God chooses to forgive those who love and trust him."
Jonah was in the stomach of the big fish for 3 days and 3 nights. In the same way, the Son of Man will be in the grave 3 days and 3 nights. Matthew 12:40.
God sent prophets to his people to obey him and that Jesus was coming. One of those prophets was Jonah. "Go to Nineveh," God said. Jonah didn't like the people of Nineveh, so he tried to run away. Instead, a giant fish swallowed him. Jonah prayed and prayed. After 3 days, God made the fish spit Jonah out. So Jonah went to Nineveh and told the people about God, and they asked God for forgiveness for doing wrong. Years later, God would raise Jesus from the grave after 3 days, and just like Jonah, Jesus' followers would spread the word about God's forgiveness, a message for all people.
When the time arrived that was set by God the Father, God sent his Son. Galatians 4:4.
When the time was just right, God sent his Son to be born as a baby in Bethlehem. Jesus lived and learned and grew, just like you. But he never sinned, not even once. Jesus lived the perfect life so that those who believe in him can be forgiven. Jesus taught that the most important thing is to love God more than anything else, and love others and treat them the way that we would want to be treated.
Jesus answered, "Destroy this temple, and I will build it again in 3 days." But the temple Jesus meant was his own body. John 2:19-21.
Jesus showed people how to live and love, how to help and forgive. Jesus talked about the prophets and all they had said about him many years before he was born. He told people that he had come to take the punishment and die for their sins, and that after 3 days, he would be raised to life again. Even though they didn't understand, many people loved Jesus and followed him.
I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will have life even if he dies. And he who lives and believes in me will never die. John 11:25-26.
Jesus' friend Lazarus became so sick that he died. His body was buried in a tomb. 4 days later, Jesus came. He saw how sad his friends were and cried with them, "Lazarus, come out." Jesus called, and Lazarus did, because God has the power to raise the dead back to life again. Jesus is stronger than death. The people were amazed, but not everyone was happy. Many of the religious leaders didn't like Jesus and planned to kill him.
He was wounded for the wrong things we did. The punishment, which made us well, was given to him, and we are healed because of his wounds. Isaiah 53:5.
Jesus ate one last supper with his friends, and then he went to a garden to pray. The priests and Pharisees found him there. They arrested Jesus as his friends ran and left him alone. Jesus was beaten and spit on and nailed to a cross. He was punished for every kind of sin ever done. Jesus' body was placed in a tomb, but that tomb wasn't the end. It was why Jesus came, to give us a new beginning.
He isn't here. He's risen from the dead, just as he said would happen. Matthew 28:6.
For 3 long days, Jesus' body lay in the tomb. His friends were scared and sad. They didn't understand why Jesus had died. On Sunday morning, some women went to where Jesus was buried, but when they arrived, they found the tomb was empty. Then the angel told them that Jesus was alive. Jesus' body wasn't in the grave. He had risen from the dead on the 3rd day, just as he promised he would.
Do you love me? Yes, Lord, Peter said. You know I love you. Then take care of my sheep, Jesus said. John 21:16.
Some of Jesus' friends were fishing when they saw a man on the shore. Throw out your nets, the man said. And even though they had caught nothing all night, they threw their nets, and they caught more fish than the boat could hold. It's Jesus, John cried to Peter. Then Peter jumped in the water and swam toward Jesus. When Jesus had been arrested, Peter said he didn't even know him, 3 times. Now when Jesus asked Peter if he loved him, Peter said yes, 3 times. Find my sheep, Jesus said. Follow me. Jesus wanted Peter to take care of the people who believed in him.
God has said, I will never leave you. I will never abandon you. Hebrews 13:5.
After Jesus came back to life, he walked on earth and talked and even ate with his friends. Then it was time to go back to heaven. Jesus told his friends to teach the world why he came, to give us God's great love and to die on a cross, to take away the sins of everyone who believes in him. Jesus promised his people a wonderful gift. The Holy Spirit of God would live inside of them and never, ever leave them.
God made a promise to us, and we are waiting for what he promised, a new heaven and a new earth where goodness lives. 2 Peter 3:13.
One day, Jesus will come back to earth again, and everyone in every country who loves and believes in Jesus will have a whole new life with him. Our bodies will be made brand new. They'll never know sickness or sadness or sin. Our hearts will be made or look like his, full of love and joy and peace. Everything will be wonderful again, because Easter has always been God's beautiful plan, even before the world began.
Look, I will make new heavens and a new earth. My people will be happy forever because of the things I will make. Isaiah 65:17-18.
My dear child, I am your Lord, your God, your Savior, and your friend. I created you in my image to love as I love and to live close to me. I know you will make mistakes. Sometimes you will do the wrong thing, but I am always ready to forgive you. That's why I came into the world, to save you from your sins. On that first Easter morning, when I rose up out of the tomb, I gave you a promise. One day you will live with me forever. There will be no more tears or sickness or sadness, only love, joy, and peace. Everything I did was to save you. That was my plan from the very beginning. So trust me, love me, follow me. Pray and ask me to help you. And remember, I will be with you always, taking care of you.
God showed how much he loved us by sending his one and only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through him. 1 John 4:9.